Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Sig Sauer Studios are fired up for you. Mark Walters in front of the Patriot Mobile Command Center Platinum Microphone. And it's all being brought to us every single day. Today included by X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Tejas, thanks for sending the nice warm weather up. I do appreciate it. It's been a top-down kind of day today. Corvette hair, don't care. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You'll be happy to know we're sending rain your way.
Cue the music. I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off because it does that every weekend. Please, good heavens. Can I get a break? Please, can I get a break? Thanks for the tell people where they can watch the show in high definition on our cool new video production boards over at Armed American Radio.
Sure, if you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give it a click. And when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. You can also participate in that chat. You can, if you're driving, well, head on over to that listen live link. And if you have missed a previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you want to join the Telegram chat, well, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
You know, this is a real live studio in here, and I had studio speakers and equipment hooked up to guitars and backing tracks and everything, and I just realized I forgot to turn that off. So if I had hit the microphone by accident, it would have blown me out of my chair. And if you're watching on your television set or devices, that would have been pretty fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what happens when I'm not paying attention. Let's go to our guest, David Codrey of WarOnGuns.com. David Codrey, my brother, the original AAROG. How you doing, my man?
I've got a dilemma right now, Mark.
Oh,
I'm having problems with my laptop. You know, I like to be able to, as we discuss stories, you know, call them up so I know what the heck we're talking about. And my laptop is acting up, and so I got a choice to make. I can either do this off the top of my head extemporaneously and improvisationally, or I can go inside and hook up to the computer. But since I've already got a La Gloria Cubana Maduro going, I think I'm going to stay out here, and we're just going to have to do this as it comes.
Greg, that doesn't sound like a dilemma to me. That sounds like a beautiful afternoon. Stay with that La Gloria Cubana Maduro, and you know enough about the topics. We'll throw some evergreen stuff at you, too. So let's just start with some of the things that you wrote about, which is real easy. And I'm really digging the one on Haiti right now. Common sense, gun safety law, paradise, Haiti continues descent into HE double hockey sticks. What's going on over there, David?
Well, apparently what I wrote about was actually before the revolution, if you want to call it that, happened to where the island got taken over by gangsters and cannibals. But it's got a history of just absolute corruption. The guy who was in charge, the prime minister, there's suspicion that he got there by being part of the assassination of the president of the country. and so now gangsters are going after everybody. But what I found interesting, Mark, was a week or so after I wrote my article on Amoland, talking about the gun control in Haiti, because Haiti is, if Giffords made a chart for it like they do for the states, they'd have to give Haiti an A+ on gun control because it's got all the common sense gun safety laws that they could think of and more. And in fact, you know, the citizenry is not allowed to have firearms, which of course does not stop the gangs, which are ruling things now. And so I kind of went through that over at Amoland. And then a week later, all hell did break loose in Haiti, and everybody, you know, started taking over. And there was a pathetic quote in one of the news articles I read And I can't quote it exactly because, like I said, my laptop and all that. But this poor guy was saying, you know, we're here and we're helpless to protect our families because we're not allowed to have guns. And I thought, David, isn't that just the quote of the year?
Yeah, it is. Hold the thought, because I picked up on the irony, too. Your story was written back on the 4th. And I thought, did you have some kind of note? Did you get some insight? Because you tend to do that. Did you get some inside dope what was happening? The timing is very odd to me of when you published that on Ammo Land.
No, I just saw the way things were developing, and it just struck me this is happening, and it's happening now. It was just a gut call, but I thought it was important to get that out there in front of the readers and let them know that this is happening right now. And for a lot of what the misery is, you can see what society, you know, devolves into when tyrants are in charge and only criminals are armed.
So explain something to me and to our listeners around the country, because the last time I saw video footage of Barbecue, is that what he calls himself, Barbecue, or is that what people call him? They call him Barbecue? I'll be barbecuing later.
I don't know if he uses your wood chips or if he has Ventura tubes, but yeah, that's what he calls himself.
Well, the last time I saw a video of this guy, he was walking around with a pretty big gun. How did he get that in Haiti? I mean, would you please help me with this? Facetious, sarcastic, but it's true. Barbecue's walking around with pretty big guns.
Hey, they just busted, I guess, the guy's a Somali immigrant. He was a Harvard fellow. This just came out across the transom today. And he was trying to procure $4 million worth of armaments, including rocket launchers and heavy armaments, to send to Somalia to help with a coup there. And this is happening in this country. This guy's a Harvard fellow, and he's dealing with another naturalized citizen over in Utah. And so, how do they get this stuff? Well, gee whiz, you know, you tell me. It's like, we go into the local gun store that the ATF is doing its utmost to try to shut down with zero tolerance, and that the media and you know, different politicians are trying to shut down by calling them bad apple gun dealers because they have so many gun crime traces to their stores. Okay, and you know, we deal with all this stuff. And these guys have rocket launchers and 50 cals and machine guns and you name it.
Well, they must be getting them from American gun stores, walking them down through Mexico and then sending them on to Haiti. You know, yeah. DeSantis lines up everybody out there to stop them from coming into Florida, and they pop them coming across with all kinds of guns. And they just want asylum. And the guy who you're talking about sounds like the new Muslim that Biden wants on the federal bench that's got all the connections to terrorists. We live, what do you call it? It's opposite world? What do you call it?
For progressives, every day is opposite day, but I also have started calling it Tales of the Bizarro World. I don't know if you, as a kid, read the stupid old Superman comics, but they had this Bizarro World, which was populated by imperfect duplicates of Superman. It was a really stupid premise. It was a cube world. It wasn't round. It was cube, and everything they did was opposite, so that they went in through exits, and they exited through entrances, and did all kinds of stupid things that only made sense to an 8-year-old kid back in the, you know, late 50s. You know, what can I tell you?
Yeah, you know, you talk about opposite day. It's there was a post, and I'll see if I can find this. Golly, I might have to look for this during the break. But my niece had put I saw she had reposted one of my Twitter posts earlier. And let me see if I can find this real quick, because it's perfect to talk about. We might have to carry it into the break. But she also had a post about just how opposite things are in the world today. And I read this and I thought, wow, David, that's what sparked me to call you earlier today. I need to call you. Because everything is just so flipping weird right now. You got to wonder, and did I find it here? That's not it. But I'll get it during the break, David, and we'll go over it, because it is a classic example of every day being opposite day to progressives. The world that we're living in now is, it's just flat out bizarro world, as you said. And it all comes from media telling us all these things that we see differently with our own eyes, that we hear differently with our own ears, that we read differently. And we are sitting here, and I guess it just goes back to the description of gaslighting, David.
Absolutely. That's the word.
It is the word gaslighting. You sit and wonder, is any of this actually real? Well, we know what's real, and we know what's not real, but all you got to do if you want to see opposite day is flip over to the drug report and look at them driving the narrative with aggregate headlines all over the place about Donald Trump now being the one with dementia, trying to frighten people and convince you that it's really him, it's not Joe Biden, who you see wearing boat shoes to stand up, going down the small steps and up the small steps because he can't get up the big steps or down the big steps, trips and falls all over the place, falls off bikes, but it's not him with the problem. It's Donald Trump who's worried about getting Alzheimer's. 10 seconds, go ahead.
When we come back, pick up Donald Trump with dementia, because I have some personal observations about that.
Oh, we're going to do that when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with David Cody. It's going to be a wild hour. It always is when the original OG is on the line with us. David Cody, you can find everything he writes and links to everything he writes over at waronguns.com, waronguns.com, and, of course, over at Ammo Land. And we'll continue the conversation with David Cody when we come back. Don't go away.
Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. Sitting here on the Patriot Mobile microphone, 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Please make sure to visit all of our partners. Make sure to check out patriotmobile.com/AAR. And use that AAR promo code and get free activation right away. Start giving your money to companies that support you and your causes, including your gun rights, which is what Patriot Mobile does. We've already begun the process of moving one of my lines over there, patriotmobile.com/AAR. David Kodria, welcome back. I did find that post, and I'll go to that in just a moment, but I want to go to you and Joe Biden and dementia and Donald Trump and Alzheimer's fears and everything else. Take it away, brother.
Yeah, well, Mark, you know that you and I have never had a problem in the past talking about the negative things that Donald Trump has done regarding the right to keep and bear arms.
That's very true.
We do this because it's our duty to do this, in hoping that someone with his ear will get this information to him and let him know, listen, you're screwing up, you're listening to the wrong people, you're doing things wrong. Trump is not a gun person, okay? So in a way, we can't expect him to be as deeply invested in this as you and I might be, only because he's, you know, flying at an altitude and he's covering a lot of different things. And that's not to excuse him when he does things wrong. We have to call him to the carpet for it. But by the same token, it's understandable. And the same thing, Trump is not a speech maker, okay? He manages to communicate, and I said personal experience with it. I went last month down to Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to listen to Trump speak at the Great American Outdoors Show, and got in with journalist credentials and listened to the entire speech. And he talked for over an hour, and he covered all kinds of topics. A lot of it, you know, I wrote about in Firearms News was the humma to get the masses on their feet and cheering without, you know, being perhaps as informed about some of his deviations from fidelity to the Second Amendment. But he got through it, and he got through it just fine. I did not witness any indication of dementia or slowing down. He was firing on all cylinders. It was typical Trump. He does not speak like an accomplished speech maker. He doesn't use a teleprompter. He does it all off the top of his head. And as we know, he gets in trouble sometimes because he says whatever comes off the top of his head and whatever he feels like, and he doesn't care about whether or not that upsets people or not. But the bottom line is that he went through this speech. Look, I'm not a professional spokesperson. spokesman for anything. And I struggle. You can hear it on the radio. I'll stammer and I'll say things. I'll say, you know, and I never took a Toastmasters class. And that's fine and good because, you know what, I manage to communicate the same way as if I'm just having a conversation with a friend, which is the way you and I talk. I could not have done Trump's speech, okay? I'm not senile to the best of my knowledge, you know, and people are going to take when he misspeaks something or he says something out of order or he makes a reference that turns out he was actually talking about something else, and they want to point to this and they want to say, see, the guy has lost his brains. No, that's not it. He can still climb up the steps of Air Force One, and let's hope that he does.
Yeah, you better believe it. There, no question about it. And, you know, you don't have to be a professional speechwriter or a linguist or a great orator to understand and know that Donald Trump relates to the average person for that very reason, because he isn't the professional. Biden just stands there and screams at people, made a fool of himself at the State of the Union. Let me switch gears over here because I did find that piece. And it was a tweet that somebody is attributing this to Dave Ramsey. I don't know if this is true or not, but the words are very true. And I want to spend a moment reading this. This morning, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what I say, lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I have known all my life so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think that I may well have entered the Twilight Zone. You can't justify this insanity. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. Universities that advocate equality discriminate against Asian Americans in favor of African Americans. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. After legislating gender, if a dude pretends to be a woman, you are required to pretend with him. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, no civility. And people are dying of a Chinese virus, but it is racist to refer to it as Chinese, even though it began in China. We are clearly living, David, in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing innocent babies is right. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship Titanic America has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and sinking fast. David, your thoughts on what you just heard?
Yeah, well,
it reminded me of you. It made me call you today.
Yeah, no, these deep staters and media puppets of theirs are carrying out the will of the elites to bamboozle through political statements and through the mass media an electorate that is uninformed, a phenomenon I call citizenship malpractice, because they aren't informed and they are able to be easily fooled because they don't understand the issues. And so, you know, how many of the people who are going to vote Democrat are ever going to read these truths that you just articulated? Okay, when you read this essay, how many people are going to ever read that and, you know, come to understand what it's really all about? Instead, and you mentioned Drudge, you know, he puts up one headline about Trump and the bloodbath.
Right,
okay,
right.
And that's all that's going to stick in people's minds is Trump is threatening a bloodbath if he loses. Not that he was saying that the auto industry is going to go through a bloodbath if they continue to give away the store to the Chinese. And the other one that came out the other day, Stormy Daniels says she's terrified for her life from Trump. Well, wait a minute. you know, we've had the Stormy Daniels story for how many years now, and this is the first it comes out that she says she's terrified. She does it with no proof. Yet what are millions of people who think like Democrats going to take away from that? Okay, that Trump is threatening a bloodbath if he doesn't win, and he raped Stormy Daniels, and she's afraid that he's going to kill her.
In no sane world, ladies and gentlemen, is any of what we just talked about not by design. Every bit of it is orchestrated and choreographed. We'll be back. Two more segments with David.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision, indeed. Make sure to visit DanielDefense.com, DanielDefense.com. While you're at it, make sure to check out BarrelBuddy.com and pick up these Barrel Buddies here in these little bags, $14.99, as we say, south of the Mason-Dixon line. And these things will help you clean your guns. You'll pitch the patch. No more mess ever again. $14. Best $14.99 you've spent if you're a gun owner. BarrelBuddy.com. Also, PTAmmo.com. Buy some American-made stuff and help these entrepreneurs out that are living behind the blue line up in Guilford, Connecticut. PTAmmo.com. And don't forget to get your goat guns, goatguns.com. If you're a first-time buyer, use the promo code AAR and get 10% off your purchase. Immediately, you will become addicted to building goat guns. They are incredible and way, way, way too much fun. They make great birthday gifts. They make great holiday gifts. They make great fun gifts just to say, here's a goat gun for you because they're cool. Goatguns.com. Use the promo code AAR for a first time and take 10% off. David Kodria, welcome back, my friend. And you, by the way, can be found over at waronguns.com, waronguns.com. So, David, when I closed out the last segment, I said in no sane world is any of this happening not by design. And I think it's important to kind of let's go down a hole on that, because when you see you brought up Drudge Report. I happened to bring that up the other day as well. The headlines over there are ridiculous. Not only did he put the bloodbath headline up, he left it up for 2 days.
Yeah.
Knowing it was false. And that's by design. They didn't forget. They didn't fall asleep. The guy didn't, you know, take a day off. Whoever's doing the garbage over there at the Drug Report. That was intentional and by design, knowing full well that it was misleading and it was out of context. And they didn't do anything to correct it. That's because it's intentional. It's purposeful. They're trying to put that narrative out. And it's working because you can see the montage across all the liberal media doing and saying the same things. Now you've got this bonehead AOC attacking Bobulinski and the rest of these guys at the hearing when she's talking about RICO not being a crime, and she's doing that head bob street goofy thing that she's doing with her head, not something that you should be seeing from a member of Congress, but what do you expect from AOC the moron, as she's talking about RICO not being a crime and everything else, getting schooled by everybody. I mean, these are the people that are running our government. David, it's all intentional, and media's in on it. And isn't this something that we've been aware of as gun owners for years? We've been victims of it as gun owners for years. But when you read that essay that I just read, doesn't it put it all in perspective? And you ask the question, who's going to read that? Who's going to look at that? No partisan will. It doesn't matter. Mark Cuban's out today supporting Joe Biden. Mark Cuban, the billionaire, supporting Joe Biden. Dementia-addled, boat-shoe-wearing, fall-down guy who's not going to make it through. You know, I'm still not convinced he's going to be on this ticket. It's an upside-down planet, David, but what's more important is it's incredibly scary because people are falling for this stuff, and it is effective, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's kind of funny, curious funny, not funny, but peculiar funny, is that the Democrats are supposed to be the party of the working man, the party of the little guy, and in fact, they're the party of the billionaire globalist elites. And when you hear all this grousing from the Antifa crowd about the 1%, And in fact, the 1% is what's calling the shots. The 1% probably, and Antifa is probably wholly funded, you know, by the globalist elites who need them to be out there doing their thing. But it is the elites that are calling the shots. I mean, you know, talk about Mark Cuban. Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg putting $450 million into electioneering for the Democrats. And this all puts money in their pocketbooks, and it all enriches them and creates the type of social conditions that allow them to extend more and more and more controls over all of us. And this is just the way it is. And then if you're told you're a Republican, well, you're just selfish. But a lot of the problems with this, you know, I've always defended capitalism. I've always defended business. But so many of our corporations are globalist corporations run by elites, okay, that their interest is more vested in going along with being the swamp and going along with being the elites than it is in defending capitalism. And I call them the rope selling capitalists. And I'm not sure, you know, whether it's an apocryphal statement or whether Lenin really said it or not, or Khrushchev or whoever said it, that the capitalists will sell us the rope by which we will hang them. And you'd better believe that there is an elite on top that wants to control and rule everything, and everybody else, you know, forget it. You know, take your clot shot and shut up.
Yeah, let's go in another direction here because it all ties together, ladies and gentlemen. But for many years on the program, I lay blame at myself as an individual and people like me, people like you, likely like you. You're obviously more than likely of like mind with us here on the program. But David, we bear some responsibility here. You and I've talked about it many times over the years, particularly with you, because you're an OG to the show for many, many, many years. And I'm referring to the fact that we allowed a lot of this to happen. Okay, we continued to send our kids to these universities when they were being indoctrinated. We continued to not get involved in local politics. We continued to listen to Jack and Diane from that bonehead John Cougar Mellencamp. We continue to buy their albums. We continue to watch their movies. We continue to watch these news programs and refer to it as news. We're guilty of that. Now we're looking back over our shoulder going, wait a minute, what's going on here? And you have a great piece up. Gun banners step up programming of TV/movie audiences with #or #, show gun safety campaign. This approach of utilizing the entertainment industry to model safe practices is one of the successes of Show Gun Safety, a campaign launched by the advocacy group Brady United, which is now partnering with television studios across the country. That's from, as you point out, a one-sided CNN publicity piece masked as news is promoting. This all ties together with fake news and gaslighting. Now they're going even further in the movies, David. Are we going to continue to watch this stuff? And how's it going to affect the general population? And is it all designed leading up to the 2024 elections?
And if we do continue to watch this stuff, how many people are going to be aware of how they are being manipulated? Okay? You know, and this has been going on for years and years. I mean, you know, the media and the movies and all that, they have always manipulated our emotions, you know, the stuff that dreams are made of with false, you know, alternative realities that have no basis in the real world. But yeah, they're going after, and they've got a list of all these producers and directors and actors who have signed on, that they have signed the pledge that they're going to put the gun safety into TV programming and into movies. And the bottom line is that, you know, they have the FBI agent come, the police SWAT guy comes in, right? And what does he do? He you know, comes home, and the first thing he does is he puts his gun inside what looks like a biometric safe. Okay, well, what he didn't do, I watched the clip, what he didn't do was he didn't separate the ammunition from the firearm, as the Bradys want everybody to do. But they get people to think that locking up your safety is a one-size-fits-all solution. That is not gun safety. That's suicide. We are all best equipped to determine what are the most appropriate safety measures for us within our own homes. And the little blurb that I put, the caption I put underneath the illustration to this piece that's up on MLN right now is, who better to lecture us on gun safety than Hollywood? Just ask Alec Baldwin. Okay.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch on that one. I was going to read that to take us to the break, but you just did. Who better to lecture us on gun safety than Hollywood? Good. I mean, you nailed it, as you always do, David Kodria. Ammo Land, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to check out this piece. It's a damn good one. Gun banners step up programming of TV/movie audiences with the Pound Show Gun Safety campaign. And this is, David, the absolute epitome of gaslighting. And sadly, as much as I hate to admit this, it is going to be extremely effective. The question is it going to convince other people who don't believe it now that it's actually true? We don't know the answer to that. That will manifest itself in November. We'll be back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show indeed. Welcome back into the 6 Hour Studios, guys. Patriot Mobile mic lit up for you. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom on that microphone. X Insurance presents it all. Make sure to check out X Insurance. Get yourself some coverage. They'll cover your freedom. They don't walk away from you like some companies have. They don't. They go to the mat with you, period. Charged with a crime, they don't walk away from you. For defending yourself, they go to the mat with you. X Insurance. Protect your guns, protect your freedom, protect your toys, your lifestyle, everything that you hold dear. X Insurance has you covered. And don't forget, please, please help Mike over at MyPillow.com. The MyPillow AAR store is a great one. MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. And everything that's on sale over there, you just use the AAR promo code you get. If you're seeing it on TV, let's say you're watching Hannity and you see an ad. Sean don't need your money. Okay? Help support your gun rights. Use the AAR promo code. Head over and visit MyPillow.com/AAR. It's actually /Armed American Radio. And use the AAR promo code. Please support them for supporting your gun rights. That's how you say thanks to them. And it helps us, it helps them, and it helps you because you get great products. David Kodria, welcome back, my brother. So I want to acknowledge that I did get your text while we were on air, and I just not enough time to get that clip. Did you want to talk about it? What you want to let people know what we're talking about here relative to the AOC thing?
Well, when she was saying that RICO is not a crime, it made me recall the movie Little Caesar with Edward G. Robinson, where at the end he gets gunned down. Spoiler alert for people who haven't seen this 80-year-old movie. Okay, and his last line before he dies is, "Mother of mercy, Mother of mercy, is this the end of RICO?" And so I went ahead and sent her that clip on Twitter.
She probably can't read it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you saw the exchange.
It was a YouTube video, so all she has to do is watch.
Yeah, well, she's all up on YouTube, but she was doing that head thing. Ugh. So I look at this and I think, this is our country. Our founding fathers are rolling over in their graves.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mark. She is elected by the populace in her area. They elect her. This is what they want. This is what I mean when I'm talking about citizenship malpractice, and I'm talking about a segment of the population that forgets the great Democrat John F. Kennedy's advice, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And again, opposite day, they're asking what the country can do for them.
All right, let's do opposite day. I really hadn't intended on going here with you. I do want to cover the Toronto police story with you in the remaining time that we have, because that's just way too juicy, and I know you'll have great comments on that. But I got to go to KJB and her comments about, well, it seems like you're trying to hamstring the government. David, what? This is a sitting Supreme Court justice who doesn't understand that is the purpose of the First Amendment. Now, this is a constitutional lawyer, judge on the Supreme Court.
When we have time to revisit this, Mark, what we have to do is go through the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Everybody knows there's a preamble to the Constitution. Fewer people know that there is a preamble to the Bill of Rights that explains what it's about. And what it's about is to hamstring government.
I am speechless. It really, yeah, truly is incredible. And it was great to see the massive amount of coverage that got, because we know she saw it. But as I explained to listeners, that is what her belief is. She does believe that the government is going to be, she believes that the government has rights. That's what she believes. That's in her. You know, there's Obama right there coming through with that. There's Biden coming through with that. She's just a box checker, and then she made it very clear. Let's talk about Toronto.
What we go back to is a quote by our friend, the late Mike Vanderbo, my colleague on Fast and Furious expose, and he essentially asks, we have two different Americas. Does government exist to serve the people, or do people exist to serve the government? And we know which camp she belongs to.
We know which camp she belongs to. Not only did she ask that one question, she expanded on it to make her point even further. It was truly mind-boggling. David, let's go to Toronto for the last 2 to 3 minutes we have. When I saw this, I immediately thought about you. I'm so glad you could come on and talk with us today. But Toronto police advising citizens preemptively surrender to thieves to avoid being hurt or killed. What does that say about a gunless, about a socialist, about a leader in Trudeau? You know, we all joke and call him Cuban, you know, Castro's child, you know, this whole, all this stuff. But what does it say about the cop, the attitude, everything? Kind of roll it into one for us.
Yeah, well, again, this constable was giving some advice because car thefts have doubled in recent years, and says thieves have begun breaking into houses to steal keys in order to steal cars. And so this constable, Marco Riccardi, says they're breaking into your home to steal your car. Don't give them an excuse to come in and do anything more. Basically, he wants you to hang your key fob by the door so that they have no excuse to come in. He says they don't want anything else. And that takes me back to something that I've heard the gun grabbers say for years, where they say, just give them what they want. If you're confronted by an armed robber, just give him what he wants. And the question they can't answer is, what if what he wants is you?
Right.
And while Canada isn't completely gunless yet, although they're making, you know, great strides
well on their way
towards doing exactly that, it is against the law in Canada, to basically defend yourself with a gun. That, you know, you essentially have to prove that you are innocent and that you were justified, as opposed to, the presumption of innocent until proven guilty. It's exactly the opposite. And we think, well, my, how backward is that? We would never do that here. And my answer to that is three words: red flag laws.
Boom. Done. We'll leave it at that. Because you are spot on. And I think that pretty much ends it. It shows utter weakness from the government. And ladies and gentlemen, it really truly is kind of hard to wrap your head around to think that there are people who actually believe that. Now, here's something interesting, too. It kind of ties in. We'll close the show out with this. But, read these stories about squatters, right, coming into people's homes. It's real simple. You come in my home, I'm going to kill you. It's that simple. If I go to a house I own and you're in it, I'm going to shoot you. What's the problem? 30 seconds.
Well, you're just insensitive, aren't you?
Maybe so. Too bad.
You must be part of this white rural rage that we're hearing about. That I guess has replaced the greatest threat to describe traditional Americans.
You are invading my home. You're invading my property. You are trespassing illegally on my property. I have a right to defend my property. Now, look, this is also happening in and around Atlanta as well. And it is truly mind-boggling that these people can get away with what they get away with. I don't know how much of it's true. I know what I read and see, and I have to make up my own mind about it, because as you and I were just talking about, you can't believe anything that comes from these people anymore, David, can we? Yes or no, real quick.
Absolutely not. You know, what can you say? This is opposite day. Bizarre world.
It is opposite. I love you, and thanks for being on here. David Codrea, War on Guns. Tell people where they can go and find you real quick, please.
Yeah, warrenguns.com. That'll take you to my stuff from Firearms News. That'll take you to my stuff from Ammoland. That'll take you to announcements that I'm going to be on Armed American Radio.
Boom, there you go. David Kodria, thanks for being here, brother. We love you to death. You're just like, no, oh, you are an OG. David Kodria, an original. He's an original AAR gangster, guys. We love him to death. We're going to be back in the next hour. Cam Edwards is going to be joining us. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.